Welcome to Miracles of God with Pastors Joel and Annalisa Jones.
Not to serve somebody, might as well serve the Lord.
What's our responsibility as believers, as followers of Christ? Today, Pastor Joel continues the teaching series entitled Examining Your Investment Portfolio. Let's listen as Pastor Joel shares the truth concerning what God expects from us as believers.
We're continuing with our sermon series entitled Examining Your Investment Portfolio. You know, I'm not a stocks and bonds person, but there, those of you who attended this service last week will remember that the information we were talking about was in regard to making investments in our lives. So the Lord used this analogy. We began by studying, looking at the concept of the stock market. But stock market investing, where people make investments in assorted products or commodities, and they seek what? They seek a return on their investment, all right? People that play the market seek favorable financial growth or returns in varied products. Now, when you invest or you pay into something, all right, the grouping is called a portfolio. It means you're paying into some things that should yield a return, okay? And it's called a portfolio. And here's the thing, friends, about that. We all have a portfolio because we all pay into something or some things. And it doesn't have to be the stock market, but you better believe you're paying into something. We're all paying into something. Each one of us is paying into something. Sometimes you're paying into somebody or somebodies, depending on what the situation is. And guess what? You want a return on your investment, don't you? I mean, that's just our nature. Even in courtship leading to marriage, okay? For example, you know, you meet that person that you want to spend your life with, and you shower them with love and affection. I see some of that in here. And you shower them with love. Look at the Johnnies over there. You shower them with love and affection. And you do. You say you remember those days? See, when I met Jesus, I put him first, you see? That's what that means. Anyway, but you shower them with love and affection, and you expect it to come back, right? You expect a return on your investment. I mean, normally that's how it's supposed to work, right? And we're going to stop talking about marriage. Let's talk about jobs. We invest in a job and you expect a positive return in the form of positive income, right? You've got to support your family. You're looking for positive cash flow. You're looking for security from the job, retirement, whatever the case may be. Some people invest in that. Some people invest in certain hobbies, right? Certain lifestyles, okay? They expect a return from those hobbies, whether you belong to the Book of the Month Club or whether you are regular at Cash Creek, Sin City, Las Vegas. You shouldn't be there anyway, but some people wind up there and they want a return on their hobbies, right? And so we make all kinds of investments, but the thing is, this is the point, not all the investments that we make are proper investments, right? I've said many times over, people seek their own desires, their own goals, their own lifestyles, especially when they do not know Jesus Christ. And you may think you're making the proper investments, but you don't know Jesus. Therefore, the things which we invest in without him cannot and will not ever bring the proper return. They cannot, they will not ever bring the proper return. Some people have made investments, and they see the fruition of those investments right now. And they say, oh, if I coulda, woulda, shoulda, I wouldn't have done it. You see, we get through this life, but we find when we meet Jesus that we can make the proper investments. That's the way it is. Sometimes you're stuck with what you started. You see, only through Jesus Christ can we see truly see a viable return on our investment. Because we as people can't see further than our nose sometimes. We can't see further than the natural. But Jesus takes us into the supernatural, right? And that's why it's so important to get to know him, all right? We said last week in Jeremiah 29:11, what does he say? The Lord says, I know the thoughts I think toward you, thoughts of good and not evil, to give you what? A future and a hope. Some of us just hoping for a future. He give us both. A future and a hope. Okay? And in John 10:9, and I think Dave sang about that in this song. He said about the door. Jesus says, I'm the door. He said, if you enter by me, he who enters by me will be saved, and he'll go in and out finding pasture. That means you can go in and out with Jesus. You in and out. Just he's like an open refrigerator. Just go get you something and come on back out. You go in and out the door that is Jesus and never get lost, because he is the way, the truth, and the life. And that's why, see, that's the kind of, that's something to invest in. And I'm afraid that some people don't know that. Some people don't know that. And so now what we must come to understand is that the things we determine to be worthy of investing in may seem good according to our standards or the world's standards, but it may not be good by God's standards. It may not be good by God's standards, and that's important as all get out. That's important. You know why? Because we were all created by God. He created each one of us. He created us in his own image. The Bible starts off by saying that in Genesis. Let us create man. He created man and women in his own image, in the image of God. He created them. So do you remember what the Lord said in through the prophet Isaiah? I think we mentioned it last week. Those of you who were here, Isaiah 43:7. He says, everyone who is called by my name, whom I've created for my glory, I have formed him. Yes, I have made him. That means we were made for his purpose, for his glory. And most of you know, probably can recite Romans 12:1. In Romans 12:1, it tells us, right? It tells us what? That we were to be living sacrifices, holy, and acceptable to God, right? Which is what? It's reasonable. He said, you should be thinking that you're here for me. It's reasonable that you think that. It's not. I'm not being unreasonable. I made you for my purpose. I'm the potter. You're the clay. I know how you work. I knitted you together in your mother's womb. I know how you think before you could think. I knew how your mother was thinking. Before she got here, I knew how she would think. Yo, daddy, whom you don't know, I know. This is big, you all. But the world will pull you away, and they'll keep you stagnant, and they'll keep you distracted, and you'll never make the proper investments until you learn of the one true God. That's why this is important. I know. People don't like to hear this. The people in Hollywood won't like to hear this. You know, the in crowd won't like to hear this. No. People that want fame and fortune and have to schmooze and kiss up to people, they won't want to hear this, because a lot of people that are doing those things in the world, they can't afford to stand on the word of God. But those of us who know Jesus, and those of us who say, I'm in it all the way. Those of us who want to make the proper investments, we know that he's got to be the main thing in our portfolio. It's got to be Jesus Christ. Absolutely. Absolutely. There's a scripture in Isaiah 55:8-9 where he says, for my thoughts are not your thoughts, nor my ways your ways, as high as the heavens are above the earth, so my ways are higher than your ways and my thoughts than your thoughts. Very important. This is very important scripture that we're quoting here. So what that boils down to all you who are watching this, all you who are hearing this, what it boils down to, folks, is that the things we hold dear to us in our natural flesh-driven mindsets do not count for much when compared to the mind of God. All right? Doesn't count for much when it's compared to what God is saying. Now, here's a couple of examples of what I call just a proverbs, a little points to ponder, so to speak, which may help someone out there, might help somebody to understand God's thoughts a little bit better. Let's take the topic of income. Let's talk about money, because a lot of people are money driven. All right. The world is fueled by the dollar bill. Okay. That's what the OJs was talking about, right? Years ago. Cash money. Okay. So let's just talk about that for a minute. People are money driven, so they tend to put money or income above all things. But when it comes to God, when it comes to the Lord, here's a point to ponder. God is not as concerned about your physical income as he is about your spiritual outcome. All right? Try to remember that. He is not as concerned about your physical income than he is about your spiritual outcome. In other words, the Lord don't care if you broke and busted. He cares that you come out whole. Okay? This is how he is. And if you want to turn that thought around the other way, here's another one. Point upon that. God is more concerned about your spiritual income than he is about your physical outcome. He's more concerned about your spiritual income than he is about your physical outcome. What does that mean? Sometimes God will take you down to get you up. Uh-huh. That's what that means. See? Now, we're just playing with this. We're playing with money. Y'all like to play with money? We're playing with the concept of money. It's about as close as we're going to get to it, y'all. We're going to play with the concept. God will sometimes reduce you like a fraction to build you up like a whole number. That's what that means. To make you whole, sometimes you got to break you down. You've seen people go down with comas, in comas, poor health, what? Homelessness? Whatever else? Sometimes God, huh? Anxiety, nervousness, depression, all kinds of things that the Lord can do it. Sometimes, I'm saying this is a point to ponder. I said he's more concerned about your spiritual growth, your spiritual income than your physical outcome. Some people that just won't do right, okay, some people that just won't humble themselves, guess what? He brings them down to be humble. Some people that can't stand the people they're living with wind up having to depend on the people they're living with. So bring them down. I'm telling you how he works, okay? We got to tune in to him. So it pays. It pays how you, what you invest in, okay? And so this is how God works. Do you see that both these points to ponder make the same point? God is concerned about our spiritual growth. That's what he's concerned about. Here's something else that the Lord gave me for us. God is not as interested in how much your personal investments are yielding for you, but how much you are yielding to him. Did you get that? He's not as much concerned about how your personal investments are yielding for you. He is more concerned about how much you are yielding or willing to yield to God. Okay? Now, I want y'all to understand that, because this is what he gave me. I hope we're getting this. And all you who are looking and listening on social media, I pray you get this, or on the radio. I want to make sure that you don't leave here thinking this is about money just because I said we're going to look at money. I'm talking about hypothetically. I'm talking about in an analogy format, okay? You all know what I mean. It's not about financial gain. No, it's about yielding and growth in the Lord by yielding to the Lord. Again, we're going back to stocks and bonds now. We want to yield a harvest. We want to yield growth. We want to see a yield, but we've got to yield to see a yield. We've got to grow in the Lord. We've got to yield in order to grow if you want to see growth. That's what he's saying. You understand? Okay? And so it's by yielding to the Lord, as we spoke about in the memory verse in Matthew 6:19, I think it was, the analogy referenced money and finances. It's only used to flip the light switch on in us, okay, so that we come to realize the importance above all else that if we are to make investments at all, we ought to be sure that we invest in the kingdom of God. And I'm talking about a consistent investment, okay? Not by happenstance, not hit and miss, okay? Did you hear Sister Elwanda say that lawyers that she worked for get a refresher course every year, and doctors have to take exams, and accountants have to pass tests, and teachers to teach our kids have to take all kinds of tests because they've got to be competent in what they're studying, amen? They got to work on this thing. Now, what do you think we're going to have to do as children of the Most High God? Can we afford to drop in and drop out when we want to? Of course not. We've got to invest in him even greater. If you want your personal investments to be good, then your investment with God ought to be great, as Tony the Tiger used to say, okay? Really? You know that's right. If I'm lying, tell me after this. Don't tell me now, but tell me later. But if you think I am, but I'm not lying. Huh? Sometimes you got to re-up that test. You got to take it again. Till we get it right, okay? But it's consistency in the word is what I'm trying to say that God wants us to do. We got to yield to God if we want to see a yield, if we want to see growth, okay? All right? By no means do these points I'm making negate Matthew 6:21 either, which says where your treasure is, there your heart will be also, okay? God wants it all. Huh? He's our number one. That's what he says. That's what the greatest commandment is, to love God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength in Mark 12:30. That's the greatest commandment, okay? So these are applicable points which the Holy Spirit has given to us, saints. He's giving these things to us so we can use them so that we can get this thing right, amen? We got to get this part right, y'all, because a lot of us, we're out there and so much is coming at us, and the politicians are coming at us, and you don't know who to vote for and how to vote, and people are changing. They've been in one group, and they were Republican, now they're a Democrat. Now I can't be a Democrat. I'm going to be a Republican, and he's this and she's that, and I just want to be independent. We better invest in Jesus if we want to know the proper investment to make. Amen. Come on, y'all. It's that time, okay? So we got to keep this. Keep these points to ponder in our minds as we meditate on God's word. That's what he wants us to do. Now, last week, I gave you all a couple of examples which the Lord provided about people in the church. And I'm talking about all churches, okay? You probably said, not my church, not me. Okay, that's fine. If it's not you, if it's not your church, let it go on by. Catch another bus. But I'm just saying, that's the wrong bus. That's not my bus. Well, let the bus go by, okay? And wait for yawn. Wait for your bus. Y'all know what I mean. But we didn't get a chance to finish, so when I don't finish, the Lord had me recap some things because somebody may not have heard it before. There may be somebody tuning in today on through social media or on the radio that'll hear this. Maybe some people here that didn't hear it. So I just want to recap a few things. Last week, the Lord gave me examples to give you all, just a couple examples about in which the Lord provided about people in church who make excuses for not assembling themselves. That's what it was about. Okay. And don't blame anybody. Blame the devil. Okay. Let's take folks out of it and know what's at the root of feeding things into our ear. Nobody wants to be taken advantage of by a demon, but I'm sorry, you all. It happens all the time. Can't do. Either possessed or you're oppressed. Well, I'm neither. Yes, yes, you are. I know you are because you just said you're neither. I may not know which one, but you are, okay? Just like I am and everybody else, okay? The devil's gonna whisper something in your ear at the right time because he knows you better than you know yourself, okay? It's just he's not omniscient, but he's been around a long time, okay? If you don't believe it, read Job. That's what we've been to. Read how he's walking around there saying, oh, just walking to and fro, seeing who I can mess with, that type of thing. That's the same devil that's walking around now. Huh? He knows your desire. So anyway, the Lord said, talk about this so the people will know, okay, about how people in church make excuses for not coming to church. Simply put, church, you play like you practice. See, Johnny's nodding his head because Johnny knows. Johnny played basketball. He played in a league where they wasn't playing around. Basketball players work hard. Hard. That kind of hard, okay? I think they work harder than football players. They run nonstop. Nonstop. Up and down the court. They used to make us work out with the basketball team. I couldn't stand that. I'd rather go hit 10 men with pads on than work with them basketball players because they go side to side and they do a thing called suicides. Drill, touching line side to side, can't get up. Oh, no. And their legs were longer than ours and we tried to keep up with them. It was just bad. Like trying to run with giraffes. It just didn't work for me. How you going to run with giraffes? In shape, in air condition. And that was when I was in my 20s, man. That was hard stuff. But he... If you can grasp that, that's what gets you on the field. That's what gets you on the court, running nonstop. You play like you practice. And this is what the church needs to understand. My old coach used to tell me, you play like you practice. I had a martial arts instructor for 30 years. You know what he told me? He says, harder. He opened up his studio to me, and I could come, and we trained for 5 hours a night. And then I go to work. 5 hours a night I trained with that man. And I wasn't hardly home. I did that for years. 30 years I trained with him. Sometimes nobody would show up and it was just me and him training. Just me and him training. And he said, I'm available as long as you're here because he trained out of his garage. So he's always home. He finished dinner and I come in. He said, have a seat. You want something to eat? And I said, no, I'm just ready. And we go in here and train. And he said, I don't see that too often. He said, but I'll tell you what. Joel, he says it's harder to find a good student than it is to find a good teacher. And I never forgot that. And this was before I knew the Lord. This was in my BC days, before Christ. But I believe that the Lord was setting me up for this. I got no excuse now. I have no excuse. I know you got to be in this thing to play in this league with the Lord. If you want to be on his team, you got to come to practice. You gotta know the plays.
Amen. 2 Timothy says, be diligent to present yourself approved to God, a worker who does not need to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. This is Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones, sponsored by Spirit of Truth Church Worldwide in Fairfield, California. We appreciate your partnership and financial support. All financial donations are tax deductible and accepted on our secure website. Giving is easy. Simply click the donate button to give today. We appreciate your faithful support and pray the Lord strengthens you as you follow Him. Thank you for choosing to fellowship with us today. Today's message, along with previous broadcasts, are available at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Listen, while you're there, connect with us. Like and follow us on Facebook. And if you've been blessed by today's messages, please let us know. Submit your comments, testimonies, and prayer requests on our contact page at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. In need of prayer or encouragement? We're here for you. Call 707-759-5244. Join us in person April 9th at the Fairfield Community Center, 1000 Kentucky Street to celebrate the resurrection of our Lord. That service begins at 1 p.m. Continue to join us for our weekly Sunday worship service, also at 1 p.m. And to walk through the Bible with us Wednesdays at 8 p.m. live on Facebook. All services are available on YouTube and online at spiritoftruthchurchworldwide.com. Thanks again for tuning in to Miracles of God with Pastor Joel Jones. Don't forget to tune in next week for the continuation of this powerful series with Pastor Joel. Until next time.
Got to serve somebody, might as well.